Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author, and a bunch of other things, too. This is the show that I was guided to create, so that people would have a place to ask the questions that they have about their life and get the answers that their guidance has for them. The answers that come from your guidance are different than the answers that come from your brain. Your brain has all the information that you've accumulated over your life. Guidance has all the information that anyone has ever accumulated over any lifetime. So you can see that it's a much bigger pool of information, and it can take you places that you can't go in your own mind. So if you have questions about your life, feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you just give me a moment, then I can actually have my webpage up and see if there's any callers and all that sort of wonderful stuff. I'm having an interesting time in my life. In the last 2 days, I've pretty much slept 24 hours a day. I haven't eaten. I did drink some water. And then this morning, my body decided it was going to quickly eliminate all of the waste material from my body, which is so much fun. I find that as I get older, when that happens, I have no warning ahead of time. It's just like, okay, here we go. So it's been a fun morning so far, and we'll see how it goes from here. And now, what is the blog talk? Well, what the problem is? Okay. And I don't know if this is part of, you know, Mercury and retrograde and all that other stuff that people talk about. I get that it's part of my evolution. I decided to accept that if someone else can do something, then I can do it too. So I've started making zero and eight statements, you know, saying, oh, well, this person can do this, and I can do it too. Now, I haven't actually seen in reality my being able to do anything yet, because I just started this yesterday. But it is about accepting that we really do have the opportunity to be more. You know, it's about letting go of the idea that I am what I was raised to be. So as I let that go and I move into embracing the more of me, and it feels good. Now I'll have to let you know how it turns out, you know, whether or not this actually works. I don't see why it wouldn't, because we've often heard that, you know, anything that anybody can do, you can do too. I mean, that was one of the things that Jesus said, that anything he could do, we could do. And so this is standing in that power and that knowing that we are much more than we might have believed ourselves to be. Okay, I have the computer running. Yay! All right, we'll go to our first caller from area code 415.
Hey, it's Blair.
Hi, Blair.
Nice that you came. I guess you were telling us that you were having diarrhea. That's why you were late. That was your nice way of telling us.
Yes, and it was so much fun.
I just had to break it down. I had to keep it real with everybody who was listening in case they weren't sure what was going on.
So what's up in your life?
Well, I have some things that I wanted your assistance with. First, I noticed I had some like weird stuff going around. I posted on Facebook that it was my birthday this week, because I don't have it like scheduled into, you know, Facebook's algorithm or whatever. You know, they have you input it. So I posted it, which I was debating. Like, so this is the whole thing. I was debating whether to put it up or not. And, you know, was I just doing it for attention, or like, was it really a big deal if I did it? It just basically made me very vulnerable. And then I was doing a lot of urinate clearings around that. So whatever you pick up, I feel like there is probably still other stuff there, because it was the whole idea about like receiving and like, would my community be there for me to like wish me a happy birthday? So anything related to that? I mean, like I said, I was doing a lot of urinate stuff, but I just figured you'd probably help me get deeper into it.
Okay. The first thing I'm hearing is that you don't actually believe in your community.
No, that's right. I don't think I have a community. So that's what I've been working on.
Now, your guidance is saying that you do have a community. What is it that you really want to create?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Or is that before? Okay. I would like a community that contributes to me as much as I contribute to them. Like, they're all like that. Yes, I'm sharing guidance and wisdom with them, but, like, I want them, you know, we've talked about this before, I want them to celebrate me and appreciate me and to share my work and to pay me and to, like, you know, be there, also to take up the offers, you know, to make themselves visible. Like, that has, rather than be sort of stalking in the background.
Okay. Oh, there's some stuff there that we need to clear up, so just repeat after me. Dear Renee, I release the belief that I am not supported.
Dear Renee, I release the belief that I am not supported.
Dear Renee, I release the belief that I am not loved.
Dear Renee, I release the belief that I am not loved.
Dear Renee, I release the belief that I do not deserve.
Dear Renee, I release the belief that I do not deserve.
Dear Renee, I release the belief that things just cannot work for me.
Dear Renee, I release the belief that things just do not work for me.
Dear Renee, I release all of the ways that I hold myself back.
Dear Renee, I release all the ways that I hold myself back.
Dear Renee, I release the pressure that I put on my community.
Dear Nate, I release the pressure that I put on my community.
Dear Nate, I release the need to control what other people do.
Dear Nate, I release the need to control what other people do.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, so you know that in a community, you probably get maybe 10% of the community who ever pay you. So 90% of them probably won't ever pay you. So if you are approaching it with this expectation that everybody in the community is going to be supporting you, you're going to be very disappointed. Because that's not
the
way.
Yeah, I don't have expectations of them, really. I mean, I just went into the, like, sort of the old zone of just giving, but I stopped posting as much. I just don't really feel, like, I'm surprised that they're saying I do have a community. I'm even surprised at how many people actually wish me a happy birthday.
You have an impact on a lot of people, even people that you don't even realize that you have an impact on.
Well, that I do know that, and I'm just repeating that to myself more and more, and I'm also recognizing that more and more. What seems to bother me, not as much nearly as it used to, but, like, more people have been telling me how I've been impacting them, but I want to hear it, you know, more. Like, I'd like to be more embraced as a leader rather than, yeah, well, I mean, I'm sort of hesitant in sharing what I'm sharing because I don't feel it as strongly like that anger I used to feel in frustration, but it's still something that I will affirm from time to time about, I do know, like, that's part of my design, to be a catalyst to people. So, but yet it's sometimes I don't like that because I don't want to like dig up the memories and it's like an old. I've sort of like let it go. So I don't want to bring back those thoughts or feelings.
Okay, dear innate, I release the need to feed my ego.
Dear innate, I release the need to feed my ego.
Dear innate, I release the need to make my ego important.
Dear innate, I release the need to make my ego important.
Dear innate, I know that I have value.
What was that, dear innate? I know what?
That I have value.
Dear innate, I know that I have value.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be comfortable with myself.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be comfortable with myself.
Dear innate, I appreciate myself, and other people's appreciation really doesn't matter.
Dear innate, I appreciate myself, and other people's appreciation really doesn't matter.
Dear innate, I know I am making a difference in the world.
Dear innate, I know that I'm making a difference in the world.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I now let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I know what I need to do to be successful.
Dear innate, I know what I need to do in order to be successful.
Dear innate, I follow my guidance.
Dear innate, I follow my guidance.
Dear innate, I release all of the obstacles and limitations.
Dear innate, I release all the obstacles and limitations.
Dear innate, I embrace the truth of who I am.
Dear innate, I embrace the truth of who I am.
Dear innate, I stop fighting myself.
Dear innate, I stop fighting myself.
Take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, I'm cool. I guess like where my mind goes with that sometimes, like when you're even repeating some of the stuff, is just that it's like this core meaning of like, why are other people appreciating, getting so much more appreciation than me? Or why do some people sort of command that appreciation, and like, what is it with my energy? Because I think I do give off that energy of, hey, I don't need it. Like, I don't need your, like, I'm just going to keep moving. So, like, in a way, you were saying those dear needs, and it was like slightly irritating because it's like, I do release my ego. If anything, I share, and it's like, whatever. And even when I do sessions, I don't. This is not a jab at you, but I'm just giving it as an example. Like, you do a session and you're like, how do you feel? And that is a way that, like, elicits people to say, like, thank you so much, you know, blah, blah, blah. I try sometimes to have it in my notes to ask people, like, if the session was what they thought it was going to be, or, like, how are they feeling, or what did they get out of it. But a lot of times I'm in the energy and I forget, and it's just sort of like spirit, like the session's over, okay, thank you very much. This is what you're supposed to do. And, you know, type of like, you know, bless you, carry on type of thing. So I don't see those things that like a little bit, because I am removed from, hey, I don't need it. But yet when I get out of that energy, it's sort of like, well, why are they more apt to share it with this person? Or, you know, oh, this message really touched me. And it's like, you know, it's sort of, okay, well, again, not about you. And I'm like, you know, this person's like I'm changing their lives. Like the person was just sharing like this like fluffy angel message. So it's sort of like, yeah, at times I'll get into that. I haven't been there lately, but I'm just, because I've removed, so that's why there was like a little bit of annoyance coming up when you were like sharing those things, because it was like, I don't even really look for that anymore. I just go there if I'm feeling it for me, which I feel less and less these days.
Okay. Dear Renate, I release the need to exclude myself from success.
Huh. Year and eight, I release the need to exclude myself from success.
Year and eight, I release the need to justify my life.
Year and eight, I release the need to justify my life.
Year and eight, I allow myself to succeed and to live.
Year and eight, I allow myself to succeed and to live.
I'm going to take a nice deep breath. Right. How do we feel?
Fine. We're good.
I actually asked that question because it's the feeling energies that tell me so much about what's going on with somebody.
I know. It's a good... The word is like tactic. It's a good tactic. I mean, it is true because you're getting feedback. So that's why I write myself reminders to ask people that, because it helped you. It also helped you for like get feedback from them. It helped you in marketing purposes to know like how people are sharing, what words they're using to share your work. It helps in a lot of things. But it is like a tactic. There's nothing wrong with it. But what I'm saying is like I never, well, whatever. We'll just leave that. Okay, I have some other things to share here. So, okay, I had this client person sign up and then delay to schedule their session, and I have a policy that people have to schedule their session within 30 days because I've had this before. I think it's one of the ways that spirit just gives me random money, that people will sign up and then not have the session. But energetically, I don't need to explain myself. Fine, we'll just leave that. So anyway, I had sent this person an email of, hey, we need to book your session, and sharing, here is my cancellation policy, or whatever, this is a policy for sessions, you need to book within 30 days. And I noticed, I was like clearing the energy around this, but I noticed this comes up a nice amount, that when I assert myself, or just in general, there's like this fear of triggering clients and about what I say or do, and then the fear of them wanting to dispute the charge with the credit card to get their money back. And it's totally, like, unrealistic because obviously the person wants to have a session, but I was, like, clearing other layers of this because this has been coming up for, like, a long time. It's a little bit funny because, you know, this client is also a lawyer, so it's very easy for, like, my mind was, like, could go places if I wanted it to. But I was, like, really, again, doing a lot of DR notes around it. I was able to work through it, but I'm sure that there's, like, still stuff there. And, I'm sure it's past life, but maybe there's something. And also this is life. You know, I used to trigger a lot of people. I mean, I still trigger people, but I don't look at it so much as a bad thing anymore, although there's, like, still that fear of, hey, this person's going to maybe want their money back.
Okay. Dear Renate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who taught me that I have no value.
Dear Renate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime that taught me I have no value.
Dear Renate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who taught me that my life will be a struggle.
Dear Renate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime that taught me that my life would be a struggle.
Dear Renate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who taught me not to ever just accept.
And the sentence?
Uh-huh.
Is that the end of the sentence?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here and then, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who has taught me to not accept.
Dear Nate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who taught me to put bars around my life.
Dear Nate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who taught me to put bars around my life.
Dear Nate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who taught me to be afraid to be me.
Dear Nate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who taught me to be afraid to be me. That's really what it is. There's also like a betrayal thing. You know, someone's all loving, liked you, and then something happens and then they don't. And granted, I'm like that with people too. I mean, I can't even like deny that. I'll like people and then I get to know them better. It's not as extreme as it was in the past, but I'll, you know, it's the whole idea of like how people are like, oh, they're your biggest fans, and then they become like your biggest stalker too.
Mm-hmm. So, dear Renate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who betrayed me.
Dear Renate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who's betrayed me.
Dear Renate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who taught me to betray others.
Dear Renate, I forgive everyone from every lifetime who taught me to betray others.
Dear Renate, I let the dog go. And a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Feels fine. I still have a couple more things. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is another thing related to client stuff. I've been clearing through this. It's been for a couple of months now. About the idea of signing someone up for one of my programs and a situation where I'm meeting them in person. And I've kind of gone back and forth around this. I don't really like meeting people through the computer or on the phone anymore. Not like I would turn this stuff away, but my whole intention being back here in the city is that, hey, I wanted to build my practice here and have face-to-face. Like, that was really a strong desire for me. And I know that I've been feeling like a little bit weird about giving this, quote, promise to be meeting them on a weekly basis because, well, first off, it would just be three times a month because, one, I do session remotely, a certain type of healing, but I'm just sort of debating, can I promise the three sessions a month or can I just say, hey, it's only two sessions per month guaranteed? Because, one, I'm getting ready to travel. Like, these things are percolating. So I was going to put in a clause like, hey, if I'm traveling, obviously I can't. I'll have to meet with you over the phone. And then there's, like, fears that a person might be mad or not want to sign up because they want to just meet me in person. And then the other element is that sometimes, like, you know how you just, like, for 2 days, like, again, sometimes the astrology, like, really affects me, like, the energy shifts, and I'm feeling, like, really off kilter or tired, or I don't sleep well because I do a lot of astral traveling still in my sleep, and blah, 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 excuse, excuse, excuse. But if I wake up and I'm not feeling well enough, like, I have to really be full-on strong energy in order to go into the city because you have to, like, well, I will say you, I have to really suit up and be 100% in order to go into the sitting because the energy is, like, a little bit harsh. So in the event, so I'm thinking that I could only, like, kind of promise two sessions a month, and I don't know why this is so weird for me, but, again, it's that suiting up something and fear of someone not you know what? I just went through this earlier this week with the horse healing stuff, and I was telling people, hey, it's this per session with a minimum of this amount people that have to sign up or to hit. It's basically business structure things plus hotel costs plus flight costs. And I love that because, like, now I'm in my power with that. But I was, like, really kind of nervous about doing it. I had to work through, like, a lot of stuff earlier this week because I was feeling insecure about it again. Or not again, just initially. So, yeah, just anything. It's all related. So assistance around that would be great.
Dear Nate, I release all of the waves that I drive myself crazy.
Dear Nate, I release all the ways that I drive myself crazy. It's fear of rejection.
Dear Nate, I release all of the ways that I create problems in my life.
Dear Nate, I release all the ways I create problems in my life.
Dear Nate, I take back my power from all those people I give it to.
Dear Nate, I take back my power from all the people that I've given it to and that I give it to.
Q&A. It's okay for me to make decisions.
It's so true. It's not even funny, but it is true. I know it, the wounding comes from. Q&A is a space for me to make decisions.
Q&A, I make good decisions.
I make good decisions. I want to say about here and they, I make it is safe for me to make decisions that provide that are for my that are provide safety and security and nurturing for me.
Here and it is I am allowed to be nurtured.
Yearning, I am allowed to be nurtured.
Yearning, I am allowed to be supported.
Yearning, I am allowed to be supported.
Yearning, I am allowed to be loved.
Yearning, I am allowed to be loved.
Okay, take a nice deep breath.
I feel good. I think this is it.
So they're showing me this image of you, and you are on this. You're down by the ocean, so you're on the sidewalk, and the sidewalk has all of these shells and all of these interesting things on it that if you don't watch your step, you could actually hurt yourself. So they're saying that this is what you do. You create that you are in this wonderful place, like at the beach, but instead of enjoying it, you have to watch out for all of these problems, issues. You don't actually let yourself enjoy life.
Yeah, it's interesting because I actually really like seashelling. That's like the collecting the shell, so that's interesting that that came up. I see how it also makes me a really, I'll just say brilliant. I think it also makes me brilliant because I'm able to create these structures so that I think it's like the event planner side to me in a way that, like, I can think of all the details, but I do see on how it's not, I have to be able to turn it off and be like, okay, I'm also, and if I take it too far, then I'm creating issues, I'm not enjoying my life, like you said. So, yeah, okay. Yeah. Press two more things, and then I'll let you go. So, a lot of, for the last month, I think it was, I was having a lot of thoughts come up about Rhode Island, the group that I did healing for horses and people, humans in Rhode Island. And I was almost, almost 100% sure, like almost every single day, I was getting those like feelings about them. And I noticed that they actually, like the horse, like the stable owner actually like did, one of the things that I was working on with her was helping her move locations for her horse stable. And I saw just the other day, like 2 days ago, I saw that she actually was able. She was like really stuck and unable to, and she now just did. in June, was able to move the stable. So I was excited about that because I was of assistance with that. And that confirmed to me, like, yes, she must have been thinking about me because it finally came to fruition that she was able to do that. So with that said, I am wondering if you can just help me clear up like any kind of funky energy that's still there, because I know I'm still carrying some like weird stuff from that experience, because I don't need to go into the whole explanation of it, but there was just some weird feelings, emotions, experiences, like being there with those girls. So I'd like to clear that up, because I think that I would like to go back there, but I still am feeling a little bit weird about it on my end, and I know that that means that probably maybe on their end too. So I want to clear that up. I would like to go back up there. I like Rhode Island a lot. I had fun up there.
Okay. Dear Renee, I release all of the negative garbage from the past.
Dear Renee, I release all the negative garbage from the past.
Dear Renee, I forgive whoever it was that taught me that I'm supposed to hang out in all of that negative.
Dear Renee, I forgive whoever taught me that I'm supposed to hang out with all that negative garbage.
Dear Renee, I release the fear of what other people are going to think of me.
Dear Renee, I release the fear of what other people are going to think of me.
Dear Renee, I forgive whoever taught me that I don't measure up.
Dear Renee, I forgive whoever taught me that I don't measure up.
Dear Renee, I let go of the need to beat that dead horse.
Dear Renee, I let go of the need to beat that dead horse. That's terrible. Well, yeah, I mean, it feels like, so fine, I just feel like I'm supposed to share. It feels like there was like a lot of gossiping about me, and it doesn't feel like I'm really wanted there, or I wasn't, and it didn't feel like I was appreciated for what I did for them. So I was feeling like, oh, maybe I should, I tried to reach out to it a couple times after when I first got back, and like no one replied. So it was just very sort of weird and like kind of hurtful in a way. Well, not in a way, it was hurtful. Because here I was like, I did this great work and like, you're welcome. But like, you know, and I know that that's what he says a lot from like, even like really sharing my gifts like full on, because it's like I get sometimes like I get weird reactions from people, so it's like, why bother? I'm not even like I'm feeling this like weirdness from people. I'm like, it's a negative cycle, it's not an enjoyable cycle.
Dear Renee, I release the need to judge.
Dear Renee, I release the need to judge.
Dear Renee, I release the need to find what's wrong.
Dear Renee, I release the need to find what's wrong.
Dear Renee, I forgive whoever taught me that I'm always supposed to find something wrong.
Dear Renee, I forgive whoever taught me that I'm supposed to find whatever's wrong.
Dear Renee, I choose to just be.
Dear Renee, I choose to just be.
Dear Renee, I choose to be in the energy of peace.
Dear Renee, I choose to be in the energy of peace.
Kiranit, I choose to create a life that I love.
Kiranit, I choose to create a life that I love.
Kiranit, I take back all of my power.
Kiranit, I take back all my power.
Kiranit, if I wonder how someone feels about me, I ask them.
Kiranit, if I wonder what somebody thinks about me, I ask them.
Kiranit, I accept their answer.
Kiranit, I accept their answer.
Kiranit, I don't create something based on what they say.
Kiranit, I don't create something based on what they say.
Kiranit, it is safe for me to just let go.
Kiranit, it is safe for me to just let go.
Nice deep breath.
This is a toughy one because and I know you did some healing work with me on this before, because you know, we're all intuitive or psychic, and you know, that's part of my work is being psychic. So if I'm picking up things about people and then I'm saying, well, don't make these assumptions, or don't, like, that is the gift of, like, I'm able to pick up, like, what's going on with them. So that's where it's sort of confusing of, like, well, you're obviously picking up that this is what's going on with people. It's confusing, you know. It's just like
you are picking up what they are in at that moment. That doesn't mean that that's the way things are going to turn out. It doesn't mean that that's the way things are always going to be. It could change in the next moment. So when I pick up things from people, I simply say what I pick up and I let it go. I don't hang on to it. I don't base anything off of it.
Yeah, because even though people have told me different, I've still been sort of hanging my head in shame around that experience. And I think that's ridiculous, because again, like, look at, she was able to finally move stable, which is the thing that I was helping her with.
Yeah. Don't hang on to things you don't need to hang on to.
You know, and that's the thing, like, I was thinking of, like, well, why don't you contact her? You know, and I kept holding myself back because I was like, no, I'm not, like, that's an old pattern. Let people come contact me. And now I'm thinking, well, that's just silly, and maybe that's not a pattern to change. I mean, I think, I don't know. I guess I'm still sort of confused, but I guess with that situation, I was still sort of withholding. Because I was like, no, I think that she should come with the energy of, like, hey, the sessions were so great, we wanted to have you come back.
You need to make sure that you are in the present moment when you are talking with someone. Don't be in the energy that they were in the past or that you were in the past. Don't go there, because things have changed. And you
right,
don't
okay.
need to drag the past with you. Just let
yeah.
it go.
Okay. One other thing, which I don't feel like this is so big anymore, maybe, but I was going through this week, again, clearing some stuff, I guess, about decisions I made with, I think there definitely was a clearing of it, but of just like ways that I have maybe used or abused or misused money in the past. Of like, for it was just like, it was sort of like an interesting slash like weird review of like how my parents paid for this for me, and like, oh, I remember when I used to have this in my savings account, and like, oh, remember when you just left your apartment and like, you know, you didn't value the money spent for it, or like, oh, this was wasted money, and like, oh, remember how you lent this boyfriend money and you didn't ask him for the interest back on it, which you guys agreed to. It was just sort of like, now, and I was like, I wonder if this is part of the stuff that's like sort of delaying money around my life or blocking like a large, like I'm wondering if I'm still making myself suffer around this stuff. And I was just like clearing a lot of, you know, that releasing the suffering. But I also expect this stuff to happen. Like if you're clearing something, I also have expectation that like, hey, you clear it and then like something happens. Like, I know it's unrealistic, but I do also believe and know that that's possible. Like, so I was expecting after I did all that, like this large sum of money to come in. Like, I just don't understand why. Well, it's not a good place to go, but I just, it's just been months since I received money. And I know you were saying that that was part of my, like, learning over the, like, last, you know, years of going through the poor experience. But, and I had been, like, clearing out more stuff. So it's not clear that that's still part of my, I just want to be on the other side of it. Like, when I was going through things with, you know, when I was, like, feeling a little concerned about, like, saying, hey, and it's, like, this cost minimum and plus the price of the flight and whatever. And I was, like, saying the spirit, I was like, you see, these are money situations. These are new things that I want to be working on. Like, quote, problems, not problems, but, like, things to work through. Like, this is good stuff because this is a, it's not the same. But so basically, the point of this is: this, is there anything from the past of how I've used money, or misused, or abused it, or something that is like still there to feel like any lessons there to get to still learn before it's like, okay, and we're closing down this experience of like you're not gonna be in this space anymore.
Okay. Dear Renate, I forgive the past lives where I misused money.
Dear Renate, I forgive past lives where I misused, well, and this life where I misused money.
Dear Renate, I forgive the past lives where I didn't like money.
Dear Renate, I forgive past lives where I didn't like money.
Dear Renate, I forgive the past lives where I decided that money was wrong.
Dear Renate, I forgive the past lives where I decided that money was wrong.
Dear Renate, I clear all of my attachments to money.
Dear Renate, I clear all my attachments to money.
Dear Renate, I clear all of my habits and patterns having to do with money.
Dear Renate, I clear all of my habits and patterns having to do with money.
Dear Renate, I let go of the fear of clearing money.
Dear Renate, I let go of the fear of clearing money.
Dear Renate, I let go of the fear of changing my relationship with money.
Yeah, that's been a lot of the discussion. Dear Renate, I let go of my fear of changing my relationship with money.
Serenade, I let go of the fear that this just won't work.
Serenade, I let go of the fear that this just won't work.
Serenade, I let go of the need to prove that this just won't work.
Serenade, I let go of the need to prove that this just won't work.
Serenade, I release the complications of money.
Serenade, I release the complications of money.
Okay, take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, it's a fear of that new relationship. It's safe for you to let go of these old thoughts, and it's like, but is it really? And it's like, it's like that like little kid's blanket.
Yeah, and you do have to let it go in order to go into the change. Otherwise, you won't change.
Right. Because this week I went out and I was picking up food, you know, like it was my birthday week, and I was paying for some food things. And I was like, oh, look it. This is like how I was in the past. I used to always pick up food, and I just used to always have money. And it was, wow, life is awesome like this. Like, it's so easy. Like, that was like a weird, like, it's sort of, again, that thought of, like, why did I even have that other experience for so many years? Like, why would I even do that to myself? Like, oh, I wanted to see how other people live. But it's like, okay, let's just go back to the good life now, because this is so much better. And I just want to, like, fully and completely be like, okay, yeah, like, but... So there is no but. I just want, like, is this going to work? Like, is it really that easy just to say, okay, I don't want that experience anymore. Let's just go back to the way it was, because that was a lot of fun. Like, all the pampering and, like, buying clothes and, like, all these, like, life is so much better when you have money. So much better.
So, dear Renate, I allow myself to have money.
Yearning, I allow myself to have money.
Oh, nice deep breath.
Yeah, that's good. And I guess with the Rhode Island people, I'm going to let that sit for a little bit, because I was having this thought when we were just in the middle of the other clearings. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll just email her and say congrats about the move and whatever, like, does she want to schedule something new? And then I was feeling weird again. I was thinking of other people who I did the sessions for there. So I guess I just have to, like, let it be for a little bit more, because I don't know what it is, but I just is still, the different personalities there just still feel weird to me.
You're still going back to the past, and you're still stuck in it. Because nothing you said actually has anything to do with now. I mean, there's absolutely no reason why you can't just send her a note saying, oh, I see that you moved. Great, wonderful. Would you be interested in doing some sessions in your new location? That's all you have to say.
Are you...
So if she said yes, great. If she said no, great.
You know what it is? It's like fear of, like, being rejected again. Like, I felt like I was already rejected once by them, and it's, like, fear of, like...
That's you staying in the past.
You don't feel any weirdness from any of them over there about me?
No.
You feel appreciation and excitement of, like, Blair was awesome? No.
I feel that they like you.
Mm.
putting a letter saying, it's okay, you can go ahead and contact these people. We've done the work. They're going to accept you.
Wait, say that again. I didn't hear that clearly.
I said, are you waiting for a letter from God that says, it's okay, we've done the work, these people will accept you?
No, I just want to, like, I just don't want to feel that weird feeling anymore. Like, even, like, I stayed at this,
Let go of the feeling. Choose a different feeling. Feel happy. Feel loved. Feel supported. Feel appreciated. You're the one that decides what you feel.
Well,
change
I was
the feeling.
Feeling that, but then, like, so for, like, today I contacted this two women. I contacted one from Rhode Island, where at this, like, bed and breakfast where I stayed, and we were talking about her possibly being, like, sort of like a booker for me, you know, at these events. And we got along really well, and then she got triggered. You know, she wanted me to do some, like, a reading, a healing for her. I did some of it. She got triggered, and then she was, like, barking at me, and it didn't end well between us. And I just kind of let it be, and I was thinking about her again the other day. She was in my mind a couple of times. I was ignoring it. And then today I contacted her, like, hey, here's this opportunity again if you're interested in it. And I also did this with this lady from Tennessee that I met online, and she was interested in something like that. Again, it was a weird interaction, and it didn't really end the greatest. There was nothing major that happened, but, like, it was just a weird interaction. And I emailed both of them today, and I did it right before the show. I was like, just email them, who gives a shit. That's an opportunity for them. It's an opportunity for someone to make a lot of money and, like, to do this, like, cool work. And I feel weird about both of them. So
change the way you feel. You're the one that determines how you feel. You are always the one that determines how you feel.
Right.
It can be in general. It can be specific.
So basically, I'm supposed to, like, live in this, like, delirium place of, like, these people like me. They're happy to hear from me because, like, I was feeling resistance in contacting both of them.
You could go into the energy of, I'm so fortunate to have these people that I can contact and offer this opportunity to. That's it.
No, which I am.
That's all you're
going to
do.
I don't think it's going to work out.
That's why even you creating it. That it doesn't work. Stop creating that things don't work. So that's your homework for this week. Change your feelings. Okay. Did I lose you? Claire. Well, that's weird. Okay, I'm going to go on to the next caller then. I have no idea what happened. Okay, our next caller is from area code 951. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, how are you doing, Barbara?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing really good.
So what's up with you today?
Well, I'm just kind of cleaning up the new room and getting settled a little and enjoying. I've slept really good. I'm feeling really good over here. They have some nice chimes outside of the porch, I hear. It's quite beautiful and meditative.
Have you been playing music?
You know, I actually haven't had a chance to. I get off work.
That's something that you need to do.
Need to make time to play some more music. That's a good reminder.
Yeah, you really do. Something about that space, and you need to add your music to it.
It's so true. It's right on the head, right on the money.
And that's about you opening up to your musical gifts. That's about you accepting that this is something that you do, something that's important to you. So that's why they say it's important for you to play some music.
Yeah. Once I get started, I probably won't be able to stop so easy.
Okay, it might be.
Yeah, that would be a year and eight. I played music every day wonderfully.
I love to play music.
Year and eight, I love to play music.
Year and eight, my soul resonates with music.
Year and eight, my soul resonates with music.
Year and eight, music is who I am.
Year and eight, music is who I am.
Yeah, that feels good. Okay, so you need to play some music.
All right. Well, thanks for that reminder. I just got caught up and waking up and going to do a wash here for my uniform. I got to go in later, so let's just start playing.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. You're the best, Barbara.
You're welcome, Nathaniel, and thanks for calling.
Okay, we'll see
you
soon.
You know you're
going
to have to play some music for me one time, right?
I will, probably next time I get on.
Okay.
All right.
I'll look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And our next caller is from area code 347. Hi, who's this? Area code 347. Area code 347. Are you there? Okay, I'm going to go on to our next caller. Area code 863. Hi, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Yeah. I was listening, and then I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and call in. This is Julia from Florida.
Well, I'm glad you called, Julia. What's going
on
with you?
Well, I'm having some resistance. I need to start looking for employment, and it's like I keep finding reasons to put it off, and just like I was out today, you know, in traffic and thinking, oh my gosh, you know, having to get back out there. And because I live like close to Disney, so it's like every road is heavy tourist traffic.
Uh-huh.
So it's just the you know, I was looking at I-4 and it's just like bumper to bumper, just creeping along. But it's like I just keep finding all these excuses to not pursue, you know, getting a job. And I know I have to because I receive alimony, but it's only for a limited amount of time. So I know I have to get myself back out there and look for work. I haven't worked for a number of years outside the home, and now I'm divorced, so there's really no reason for me not to look other than my own fear. And just, I just get caught up in all those thoughts of, you know, can I do it? Oh, I, you know, I've been in hermit mode so long, so just being around other people is, you know, challenging to say the least, and just feeling insecure and just, you know, it's like all the thoughts associated with getting myself back out there, and so I just become my worst
okay.
enemy.
And we're going to clear up a bunch of that stuff, but what is it that you love to do?
Oh, you know, I'm not even really sure. I like, you know, helping people. I like, you know, like organizing things. I like having a purpose, doing something that feels meaningful, but it, I don't really know. I've done like clerical office type work in the past, and I do enjoy that. So I don't know if I want to return to the stuff that I've done before, but I don't know. I'm not really sure, you know, what direction to go in other than the same old, just to get myself started, you know.
Okay. We are going to do some of those dear innate statements, so you just repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I can't do it.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I can't do it.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I won't fit in.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I won't fit in.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being stuck in traffic.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being stuck in traffic.
Dear innate, I release the fear of losing control of my own life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of losing control of my own life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
Dear innate, I release the fear that this is going to be hard.
Dear innate, I release the fear that this is going to be hard.
Dear innate, I release the fear that no one will want to hire me.
Dear innate, I release the fear that no one will hire me.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I don't want to be hired.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I don't want to be hired.
Dear innate, I let go of all of these fears.
Dear innate, I let go of all these fears.
Dear innate, I have value.
Dear innate, I have value.
Dear innate, I am a wonderful person.
Dear innate, I am a wonderful person.
Dear innate, I have a lot to offer.
Dear innate, I have a lot to offer.
Dear innate, I am ready to move forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am ready to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am ready to have a fabulous job that I love.
Dear innate, I am ready to have a fabulous job that I love.
Dear innate, I know that it is possible to have a job that's only 10 minutes from my house, so I don't have to deal with traffic.
Dear innate, I know it's possible to have a job that's only 10 minutes from my house, so I don't have to drive in traffic.
Now, I say that one because when I lived in St. Louis, my requirement for the jobs that I got was that they had to be within 10 minutes, so I never got stuck in rush hour traffic. And I always found a job within 10 minutes.
So yes, within 10 minutes. That's excellent. Yes.
Dear Nate, I embrace my life.
Dear Nate, I embrace my life.
Dear Nate, my life just gets better and better.
Dear Nate, my life just gets better and better.
Dear Nate, I can't wait to see what kind of wonderful thing happens next.
Dear Nate, I can't wait to see what wonderful thing happens next.
Dear Nate, I deserve the best life. Okay, did I lose you? Let's see here. Okay, are you there? I think Blog Talk is doing weird things. Okay, that was pretty much it as far as what we're going to do. So just take a nice deep breath and let go. And I do see you finding something that you actually enjoy doing that involves you working with people more than just sitting at a desk doing clerical stuff. It involves you interacting more with people, and it feels really good for you. So give it a go. All right, let's go to area code 347.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Keisha. Are you under the weather?
I am going through something. I've been sleeping for the last 48 hours. In fact,
oh,
this is the longest I've been awake.
Wow. I hope you feel better.
I don't feel bad. You just
been sleepy?
I can't stay awake.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I wasn't sure if it was you or not, because I was like, oh, does Barbara have a guest on? Because it sounds so different. Your voice sounds a little different.
Yeah, I've got this sinus thing going on. I don't know what that is either.
Oh, we'll feel better.
I don't really feel bad. It's not like, you know,
right,
I'm suffering or anything.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
I don't know what all this is.
Yeah. Well, I called because I guess apparently am still dealing with, like, abandonment issues. And I just don't understand why, because I got two, like, Brennan healings done. And I also worked with Shoshana, like, to clear out some things. And I thought I worked on abandonment and things like that. But I had met a guy, and we were really happy. But I felt nervous. Like, I felt scared that he wasn't going to continue to feel the way he felt about me. And then I really liked the feeling, and I was like, well, I want to know how to feel this even without him. And I know I just started to worry, like, maybe he doesn't like me or something like that, even though he did. And what happened was he had, like, put his brother, his cousin or something on, like, FaceTime with me, and the cousin actually was a guy that I used to date of, like, 10 years ago. And I think the cousin said something bad to him about me, and he's just, like, a whole nother person now. So I just kind of feel like he abandoned the relationship. And I realized, like, well, why am I still going through this? Like, I thought I cleared out abandonment. Like, I don't want to meet people to keep going having the same experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So okay. I'm just wondering, why in the hell is this going on? And I just don't even know what to do to clear it, because I feel like I tried everything. I just don't know what to do.
All right, let's do a little bit of work. Dear Innate, I forgive everyone from my past lives who taught me that I will always be abandoned.
Okay. Dear Innate, I forgive everyone from my past lives who taught me that I will only be abandoned.
Dear Innate, I release the pattern of abandonment.
Dear Innate, I release the pattern of abandonment.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of abandonment.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of abandonment.
Dear Innate, I release the attraction of abandonment.
Dear Innate, I release the attraction of abandonment.
Dear Innate, I forgive everyone in my past lives who taught me that I am not good enough.
Dear Innate, I forgive everyone in my past lives who taught me that I am not good enough.
Dear Innate, I let go of the past.
Dear Innate, I let go of the past.
Dear Innate, I let go of the expectations that my relationships will not work.
Dear Innate, I let go of the expectations that my relationships will not work.
Dear Innate, I let go of the need to suffer.
Dear Innate, I let go of the need to suffer.
Dear Innate, I let go of the need to struggle.
Dear Innate, I let go of the need to struggle.
Dear Innate, I let go of the need to always be afraid of my own life.
Dear Innate, I let go of the need to always be afraid of my own life.
Dear Innate, I release abandonment.
Dear Innate, I release abandonment.
Dear Innate, I release betrayal.
Dear Innate, I release betrayal.
Dear Innate, I release rejection.
Dear Innate, I release rejection.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
I'm feeling a little more relaxed. I'm just wondering, so did with the Brennan healing or my angels or guides saying, did it work? Like, I'm like, I don't know what's working and what's not working. Like, I don't know what to do.
Well, if you are doing the healing that you are guided to do, then it's working. Now, they're not saying that it's going to, you know, take care of every problem, you know, just like that. Some of the issues we have, we actually hold on to them, and they become pretty deep.
Yeah, no, I think because the last session I did, I went there specifically to work on abandonment, and it kind of was like she just let me acknowledge, I guess, feelings I was feeling or the inner child was feeling, and I kind of let those go, and she was saying it was moving out of me. So it was just a little the whole thing with the guy was already going on. But I'm just like, I just can't believe I finally like somebody again. And I'm back in this. I started to worry about it. And then my fears came true. And I'm just like, I don't even know if I want to like anybody again. You know what I mean? It's like I don't know if I should think about relationships anymore, or hope for a relationship, because it's like I don't see the point anymore. Like, what's the point if I'm gonna keep experiencing abandonment?
So, dear Innate, I create wonderful relationships.
Dear Innate, I create wonderful relationships.
Dear Innate, I am loved and adored.
Dear Innate, I am loved and adored.
Dear Innate, my relationships just flow with love.
Dearinate, my relationships just flow with love.
Dearinate, I always attract the right man.
Dearinate, I always attract the right man.
Dearinate, my life gets better and better.
Dearinate, my life gets better and better.
Dearinate, my relationships get better and better.
Dearinate, my relationships get better and better.
Dearinate, I choose to stay in the energy of love.
Dearinate, I choose to stay in the energy of love.
Dearinate, I let go of everything else.
Dearinate, I let go of everything else.
Take a nice deep breath. So remember, when you are in a relationship, it's up to you how you feel about it. If you find yourself going down that path of, oh my gosh, once they get to know me, they won't love me, stop. Change that.
No, it wasn't that. It was just that I really felt really, really good, and I felt special. He made me feel very, very special. And it was like a high, and I felt like, I love the feeling. Like, I love the feeling. And I was like, oh, my God. I had a fear that what if he doesn't continue to feel this way about me? And then I also was like, I want to have this feeling all the time. And sure enough, the brother or cousin or whoever said something bad to him about me or lied to him about me and I guess made him feel bad about how he was feeling about me or whatever. And they had went away. And when they came back, he just acts totally different now.
You know, you can ask him what's up.
I asked him if the person told him. He said, yeah. And he said that he said that all he said was that he knows me. But I don't think that's all he said. I think he said something bad to him because he's acting like a whole nother relationship now. It's not even this. It's not anything like it was before. Like, that feeling is definitely gone on both of them.
So have
like,
you
I don't,
asked him why he's treating you differently?
No, he just said that, I mean, he is successful and stuff like that. He just said that he's busy. He told me, because I'm studying for something. Well, I was. He told me he originally didn't want to distract me. But it just feels differently. He knows me. He's not going to tell me, like, or if he told him, like, I date a lot of people or, like, he's not going to, I don't know if he's going to tell me the truth, but I feel like he said something bad about me more than he just used to date me.
Well, if you want to know what it was that he said, then I would ask.
I mean, I asked him all that's all he told me, but. He's just, but to me,
well, I would ask him why he's treating you differently. If he didn't say anything other than he knew you, then why has he been treating you differently?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know at this point.
You deserve to know. I mean, this is a relationship. You guys are supposed to be able to talk to each other about anything. Ask the man why he's treating you differently.
I'm almost certain it's because maybe he doesn't want to tell me what the person said, because I asked him, I said, what did he say? He said, he just said that he knows you. But I that's all he told me.
But that answer is not answering your question, because he's treating you differently and there has to be a reason.
Right, but my whole point is that I don't feel he's going to go back to treating me the other way. So that's the problem. So I'm going to have to just meet someone else or leave him alone for a while until, I don't know. I like to be treated a certain way. And I just like the energy that it was. It's just a whole nother energy now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. But I'd ask him. I'd say you're treating me differently. Why?
But I just don't think he wants to tell me. I just don't think he wants to tell me.
I don't care if he wants to tell me or not. That doesn't stop me from asking someone.
I mean, I asked him. I told him, I said, you're acting differently. I saw you at an event. You acted very strange, very different. You weren't acting anything like you were acting. And he's like, he has excuses on why he just makes up excuses. So, I just don't want to, he's dealing with his own emotions about who knows what he told him. And he does, maybe he wasn't sure if he wanted to still date me after what he told, like, you know, because he hangs around the guy a lot. So maybe he was feeling uncomfortable or something, and then maybe he just decided to still date me, but just maybe not in the same way he was going to or something like that. I don't know. I know he's dealing with his own emotions, but I'm just concerned with why in the hell did this happen, and I don't want to keep experimenting. It's like if I meet another guy, I just don't want to go through this again. Like, it's just like, why did this have to happen? Why am I keep having abandonment experiences or abandoning myself also? So I'm just trying to, like, cure it within me, whatever's going on within me, and just let it go. Because I'm like, I just don't know what to do. Because I try it. I'm asking my angels. I really don't know what to do.
That's one of the reasons why I would ask him, because that's you standing in your power instead of letting someone else abandon you. That's you standing there saying, okay, I want to know what's going on here, you know? Are we breaking up or what?
He told me that we're in a lifetime relationship and all of this other stuff, and we're going to deal with each other for life. But the thing is about how we're dealing with each other, you get what I'm saying? It's just that he may be looking at me in a different light now. And maybe, like, before he was talking about, like, having kids and things with me and stuff like that, he may just be talking about a friendship now. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Right. So, you know, but he doesn't get to dictate that. Yeah, I guess I will, but, I mean, I'm just not, I don't know. I like people that are really nice to me, and I like guys that make me feel a certain kind of way, and I'm just not getting that from him, and I've been through so much with people and my mother. I'm not into begging somebody to treat me nice or to like me or to love me or open a heart to me.
I would not be begging anything. There's no begging. I would simply be asking the questions and he would answer them. And then I'd decide what I wanted to do as far as this relationship goes, whether it's something I wanted to keep or let go of.
Right. I feel like I asked him already. He's not really answering me or whatever. He doesn't want to say, and that's fine. That's his choice. But I'm just more about treatment, because no matter what, he's already been influenced by somebody else, you know what I mean, to taint how he's looking at me. So to me even saying the person's a lie and all of that stuff, it makes me feel like I'm fighting for him or pleading for him, and I don't want to do that. It's either like, you know, I know who I am. I know the truth about me. If you let somebody change you, whatever, that's your loss. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm just more worried, what if I meet even somebody else and this happens, not the same scenario, but it happens again, and I'm like, I just want to let this go. This is not what I want for myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, let me ask. I wanted to see what my angels were saying or what did I need to do. Because this is just, like, keeps showing up in my life.
Well, they are saying that this is about you standing in your power. This is about you expressing what you need to express, not letting somebody else decide what is and isn't happening in your life. This is about you saying this isn't acceptable.
Yeah, maybe I will have a talk with him about what I want, because I'm like, you're just making plans without me, you know? So I think I will have a talk with him about what I want and how I felt and what I feel and what I wanted. I will let him know. I definitely probably will let him know that. But I did tell him that he's not the same person that I met. He's acting like a whole other person. But I'm just not – I don't even know that he would even change his mind again, because he seemed so – influence, you know what I mean? So part of me feels like, what's the point? You know, like, what? Why even try? That's what I'm saying. I'm feeling like, why try with him? And I'm also feeling like, why try with anybody?
Well, you know, it's just about you standing in your power. This is what you want. This is what's important to you. And not letting anybody dictate anything.
Right, right. I get what you're saying, but I don't know. I just feel like I can't change his mind. That's how I feel like. I feel like
you're not trying to change his mind. We're not trying to change his mind. You're just having a conversation. This is not you trying to get him to do what you want him to do. This is just a conversation.
Right. I think it's reminding me of something with my mother. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. It's like, it's making me feel like something with my mother as far as, say she didn't want to do things for me or give me love. It's just reminding me that, like, I guess when I have conversations with her or used to, it would still be a rejection part. And it's like it never was any point of me having these conversations with her because she never cared or she never wanted to admit anything. So for me, if I was to talk to him again about it, I feel like it's the same situation. And even just because I'm bringing it up, it feels like it's because it's something I want. And I feel like, I don't know, I guess I feel like, well, my mother, I don't even want it no more. And with him, it's like, okay, well, whatever, I don't want it. I'm just not, even though it's not begging somebody to be with you or love you or like you or whatever, it just reminds me of that. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because,
I do.
Because I've been doing it for so long with her, you get what I'm saying, or another people is triggering that, and I'm just like, okay, well, whatever. Like, I'm not begging you to be with me. Like, whatever, that's your loss. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
Yeah, but I feel like I asked him. He didn't want to say it, whatever. And if I ask him again, it's to me, it's still like me pleading to have something with him that he doesn't want to have right now.
No, it would just be you letting him know that if he's going to continue to be the way that he's being, then there is no relationship because you're not willing to settle.
Right, but I feel like I also could show him that. Like, to me, sometimes you got to show people stuff instead of telling them stuff. So for me, I can also just block him, you know what I mean, and never call him for a while. And if he runs into me again, I'll let him know why I stopped talking to him.
Okay, if you're going to stand in your power, you have to talk to him. That's what they're saying. She's taking the easy way out. She's hiding. They don't want you to hide. Okay. We are going to do some statements. Here we go. Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for abandoning me.
Okay. Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for abandoning me.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for betraying me.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for betraying me.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for rejecting me.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for rejecting me.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for being a bitch.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for being a bitch.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for deciding that I need to suffer through life.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for making me feel like for deciding that I have to suffer through life.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for not being real.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for not being real.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for blaming me with her problems.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for blaming me for her problems.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for all the negative things she's done to me.
Dear Renee, I forgive my mother for all of the negative things she has done to me.
Dear Renee, I forgive myself for listening to my mother.
Dear Renee, I forgive myself for listening to my mother.
Dear Renee, I forgive myself for giving my mother my power.
Dear Renee, I forgive myself for giving my mother my power.
Dear Renee, I take back my power.
Dear Renee, I take back my power.
Dear Renee, I say what I need to say.
Dear Renee, I say what I need to say.